I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. American companies spend billions of dollars trying to get you to remember their names. Here's a case where one has succeeded brilliantly, the fried chicken chain KFC. You know what those initials stand for, right? Well, don't be so sure. Seth Stevenson, the ad critic for our online partners at Slate Magazine, says the Kentucky-based company is trying to pull a fast one.
The recent crop of KFC ads is unremarkable. Mostly the usual stuff. Shots of hungry men digging bicep deep into a bucket of wings. But there's this strange little phrase, kitchen fresh chicken, that keeps popping up in the ads. Well, I'm no deconstructionist, but I think I've deduced a semiological link here between kitchen fresh chicken and KFC. It sure looks as though someone wants to breathe new life into a tired, fading acronym. The question is, will they get away with it? You'll recall that KFC at one time stood for Kentucky Fried Chicken. Up until 1991, when they ditched all the actual words and just went with a monogram. Dieting trends had made fried a dirty cuss, and the plan was to banish it from view, hence KFC. This wasn't the only time a brand name devolved into a jumble of letters. In 1985, the Entertainment and Sports Programming Network became just ESPN, with no reference to the original meaning. In 1999, the American Association of Retired Persons, seeking to reflect the fact that their members needn't be American, or even retired, became AARP. Officially, those are just letters, not an acronym at all. But it gets more nuanced when the acronym stays put while the meaning shifts beneath it, like some sort of signifying shell game. Way back during the mid-80s frozen yogurt wars, there was a chain called I Can't Believe It's Yogurt, which sued competing chain TCBY because those letters stood for This Can't Be Yogurt. Unperturbed, TCBY deftly shifted its underlying name to The Country's Best Yogurt. It kept the well-established acronym and went on its merry yogurt-peddling way. A few companies have rejiggered their acronyms to shed regional links. TNN was once the Nashville Network, then became the National Network when it deep-sixed its hootenanny programming. These days, it's called Spike TV. And then there's Stewart Brothers Coffee, which turned into Seattle's Best Coffee. It became just SBC when it was expanding nationwide, fearing the name made it sound too parochial. But it quickly reverted to Seattle's Best Coffee when it realized that Seattle roots were not such an awful thing for a coffee brand to have. Anyway, the key in all this is keeping the brand identity strong, straight through the name transition. This wasn't so much of a problem when Kentucky Fried Chicken became KFC. Lots of us already called it that. But will consumers follow again as they're asked to believe in Kitchen Fresh Chicken? Of course we will, if we hear it enough as it blares from our televisions. Branding is at times a delicate alchemy, and at other times it's just spending lots of money. You hammer away at us with your insultingly wrong-headed message until our resistance wears down and we throw up our hands and allow that, yes, we suppose this chicken does come from a kitchen of sorts, and okay, by some tortured definition, it could possibly be referred to as fresh. It's all so finger-licking sad.
Seth Stevenson writes the Ad Report Card column for Slate.